noticed several guys that you guys may not recognize, but they're from Teen Challenge Ministry. And I love having them here, and there's not really any other organization that I feel as delighted in supporting and as confident in supporting as Teen Challenge, because they are truly effective at what they do in helping people delivered from addictions and numerous things. And I also like the excitement that Richard brings. Now, last time they were here, he wasn't with them, and now we get to have him with us. So, Richard, would you come? He's the leader of this team. And we're glad to have them with us this morning.
Well, what a joy. Is it okay if I come down here? Because I just like to be down here. I'll end up coming down here anyway. So good morning to you. I can just group the perfect. Just give me a music stand. But how many appreciate Pastor Danny Levesque, ladies and gentlemen? And I love that it goes by Danny. I think that's such a cool, just a cool Danny Levesque. Awesome, man. Is your wife here by any chance? I don't know. Super. Way to go. Your better half. Come on. And you got some kids, right? There we go. Come on. Give the Levesques a hand. But listen now, it is absolutely an honor, a blessing, a treat, and a joy, and every other word that I can't think of that you can throw in there. But it's a privilege to be here to connect, to partner with Bethel AG of Pittsburgh, 2501 Stanton Street. I've been traveling as an evangelist for 30 years, working now with Teen Challenge in Cheswick, Springdale for 2 years. I used to work with Teen Challenge back in Syracuse. So what I'm saying is I've learned addresses and area codes. But what a joy. I've been here a few times, never with John Holt, though John Holt's a good friend of mine. I was here with Greg Hammond a number of times as an evangelist. And one lady came up to me this morning, and she thought I was Reinhard Bonnke. If any of you know who that is, he's a great man of God, and this place would be packed if he was here. I'm not Reinhard Bonnke. Reinhard Bonnke's with the Lord. He was a tremendous evangelist in Africa. Many of you know that. But what a joy to be here this morning. Pastor, thank you. Leadership, board members, elders, worship team. Listen now. Make no mistake about it. We're here this morning to serve you, to partner with you, to love on you, to say thank you. Because guess what? Bethel AG of Pittsburgh on Stanton Street, you guys support Teen Challenge of Cheswick monthly. Thank you for trusting in us. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for supporting us. So real quick, I'm going to give you a real quick synopsis. We've got two testimonies, a skit. I'm going to share the word. We've got a display in the back that we'll mention a little bit later. But Teen Challenge is a worldwide, international ministry. It's a faith-based discipleship program. This is not a rehab. Anybody ever had surgery? When you go through rehab, their goal is to get you back to where you were. We don't want to get back to where we were. We want to get to a better place. This is not a rehab. This is a discipleship program for men and women. Teen Challenge is worldwide, international. There are 40 centers in the Ukraine alone. This ministry is teaching men and women how to love God, how to love themselves, how to love their family, how to be men of integrity, men of example, men of conviction, learning how to give back, learning how to not just be clean. You can be clean and still go to hell. Anybody with me? This isn't a matter of being clean. Yeah, being clean is good. That's one of our goals. But it's about becoming a child of God, a soldier in God's army. These guys are about putting on their game face and doing business for the kingdom, man. Is Teen Challenge easy? No. Is being a Christian easy? No. But it's worth it, man. And the guys are learning the word. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. We are more than conquerors. If God is for me, you can be God. They're learning the word. And the Bible is not an option. The Bible is not something on the menu. The Bible is the menu. And so these guys are learning about the Word, the Holy Spirit, God's grace, the value of communion. What a great service we've had. So they're learning how to be Christians. They're learning how to follow God and the call of God on their life. Many of you know about Teen Challenge, founded in 1958 by David Wilkerson, who was pastoring in the State College area. The Lord challenged him. How many know God's always challenging us? In fact, God's challenged you already in the service to do something better. I've learned to write things down, man, because I forget stuff. But the Lord challenged David Wilkerson in 1958 to turn the TV off and start praying. David Wilkerson turned the TV off, started praying, saw the front page Time Life magazine about some gang members going to prison for killing a kid. David Wilkerson, by the blessing of the church, went to New York City on the weekends for months, loving on the gangs, preaching in the streets, and I'm not going to get into all the details, but he met Nikki Cruz. Nikki Cruz got saved. Teen Challenge was birthed in Brooklyn, New York. The center's still there. And now we've got a worldwide phenomena of ministries for men that, and women that need help. And they're dealing with addictions. But ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, there's more than drugs and alcohol and pornography. We're addicted to food. We're addicted to getting our own way. We're addicted to getting what we want, when we want it, how we want it. We're addicted to money. We're addicted to pleasure. We're addicted to stuff. We're addicted to phones, social media. You want me to keep going? We've all got issues. We've all got addictions, if the truth be told. And I learned a long time ago, if you can't hear the truth in church, where can you hear it? And if you can't be yourself in church, where are you going to be? You know, we have to take the mask off. So we're going to have a good time. Can you tell I'm excited? Come on, let's give the Lord a hand this morning. And by the way, I met our brother. What's your first name? Hamilton, you guys know Hamilton, right? 31 years ago, he went through Teen Challenge. 31 years ago. Yeah. Jesus. It's Jesus, man. This isn't rocket science. Try not to make it confusing, which we've tended to do. It's about a relationship with, as Pastor Danny Levesque captured it so well, who took our place and died on the cross and shed his blood and his body was broken so that we could be forgiven, saved, delivered. We could be reconciled. We could be made whole. We could have joy and purpose and peace. We could have a future, man. It's all because of that. So we've got a couple testimonies. We're going to start with a brother by the name of Monty. He's going to come and share at this time. Come on, give Monty a hand this morning.
The church say amen. I am a child of God. There's nothing I can do without him. I came broken on my knees, asking God to please forgive me and thanking Jesus for dying on a cross for my sins. I'm by far not perfect. I am work in progress, I should say. And I'm willing to do the work. And I'm willing to look to my Father and give him thanks, praise, and mercy, because it is only his grace and mercy that I am here today, and I thank you. I am Monty, as Pastor Dennis said. I'm from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. I'm not going to dwell on it too much, but I was a sheltered kid. I was raising a family. I always knew there was a God, and I always knew he had his eye on me, but I chose to rebel, and I chose to do things my way. Needless to say, it has got me into prisons, jails, institutions, and everything but death. You know, Pastor Dennis said something the other day. He said, anybody want to share their testimony? Not to say that people don't share their testimony, because we are beacons of light, man. We are miracles. We all are. Amen. It was an eerie silence. And something told me to open my mouth and say, I'll do it. And the enemy said, dude, you're why would you say that? You don't want to give your testimony. God's not real. I know better. Because for the blood of Jesus, I know that I am saved, and I'm not the same person that I was. And I can only praise God and give him thanks. But I have to be consistent in my prayers. I have to be consistent in showing love and receiving love. Jesus is amazing to me. I've tried everything, drugs, you name it, whatever, sex, whatever. But I didn't try God. And guess what? I was in a jail cell 18 months ago. And I said, Lord, please send me somewhere where I can do your will. Send me somewhere that I can grow and get to know you better. He sent me to Teen Challenge. Like he said, Teen Challenge is not a rehab. It's not a rehab. We touch base on addiction to many different forms. However, Teen Challenge is a place where we all can come to get to know the glory of God. That's where it starts at. That's exactly where it starts at. It starts within here. By far, I'm not perfect, but I am saved by the blood of Jesus. I thank you guys for listening to me.
How's everybody doing today? My name is Justin Pacetti. I am 31 years old. I grew up, I think it's about like 6 hours from here. It's out right outside of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Clark Summit, Pennsylvania was the actual town that I grew up in. But I grew up kind of similar to Monty. I had a sheltered life. My father was a youth pastor. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. I grew up going to church. I grew up knowing everything about God, but I never really had a relationship with God, so it really didn't mean much. I mean, I could walk the walk, but when it came down to actually doing it, it never really stuck. I was more into, in high school, I got into sports and stuff. Most of my focus went on to that. Once I graduated, I ended up going to the doctor, and he put me on some medication, and I was on it for like a couple of years, and then the whole opioid epidemic showed up, and the doctors all stopped prescribing it. And so basically, I was stuck with a heroin addiction, and I was no longer getting the medication. So I did what most addicts do. I went to heroin. I started going back and forth from Philadelphia, buying heroin, buying methamphetamine, and trafficking it back up to the area that I lived in. Let's see, this is about 2020. I was pulled over by the police. They came up to the door, asked for my ID. I gave it to them. I was like, all right, I didn't have anything on me. I was like, I'll be out of here shortly. Well, they informed me that that the U.S. Marshals had a warrant for my arrest, and I was like, oh, here we go. So I went to jail that day. I sat in jail for about a year and a half. This is like right during the height of COVID and everything. So we were basically locked in our cells 23, 24 hours a day. So, I mean, God kind of put me in a situation where I had nowhere to turn but to him. So looking back at it now, I'm thankful that I got arrested. I'm thankful that he sat me down. I'm still waiting to be sentenced on this case, so I mean, I still may end up going to jail, but I've come to be thankful for Teen Challenge just for the fact that he gave me this opportunity to come here before that just to mold me, to get my head straight, and so that when and if I do have to go to prison, that I'll be able to stay focused, I'll be able to know that God's in control and that he's there with me. So... But yeah, I'm really grateful for Teen Challenge. I did some time out at the Teen Challenge in Rearsburg. I ended up getting in trouble, so I came out here to Pittsburgh. They're a little different, the centers. I'm thankful again that I came out here. Out here is a lot more focused on the Word. It's a lot more in depth with the Bible, and that's what I needed. Like I said, I I knew the Bible. I could read verses. I could quote stuff. But, I mean, none of that really matters if you don't have, like, an actual relationship where you can go and sit down and talk to Jesus. And, yeah, so I'm very thankful for Teen Challenge. Thankful for you guys for having us out here today. We now have a little skit that we're going to perform for you guys. Oh, Turk is coming up here first? Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you guys.
Good, right?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Wow. How much is it?
It's free on the house today.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I only got three though.
I can try it out three times.
Try it out three times. What do you want to give it a try?
Yeah, why not?
All right. What do you think about
it? Oh man. Whoa.
It gets better.
No, I don't know if it can.
It gets better than that.
Come on. Oh my goodness. This is
does.
This is awesome.
The third one's the best.
Oh, man.
The third one's the best. Give it a try, buddy.
My foot is stuck. Why can't I get my foot out?
Well, I hate to tell you, but you're stuck in sin and you're on your own.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, I got this bucket of sin. I'm stuck in it. I tried it. I thought it was good at first. Everything was going well, and now I can't get it off. Is there anything you can do to help me?
I mean, I'm in a rush, but maybe this Bible study, I'll pray for you there.
Huh? All right, yeah, thank you. Excuse me.
Yeah?
My foot is stuck in here. Is there anything you might be able to do to help me get it out?
Oh,
it's sin. I'm stuck in sin.
Is there any protein in there? I'm gonna just hit my personal record on the bench press. I could use some protein.
You think you could try to pull it off my leg?
Wait, first, I'll help you out, but you better answer a question for me. I read in Muscle Fitness that one arm on the male is usually bigger than the other. Is that the case with me?
They look pretty even. Yeah, they look pretty even.
Too small. let me see what I can do. Right?
Let me see here.
Sure, there ain't no protein in there. Hold up, Leslie. You ready?
Yep.
All right. I ain't got no insurance. If you get hurt, I'm liable. Hold up 1 second. Come on. Do you even lift, bro? Help me out. What the? What is in there? You think this is strong stuff? You think I can get that in a protein shake?
I don't know. I just can't get my foot out, and I need to get it out of here. Thanks for trying. I appreciate the help.
Good luck with that. Maybe you should try lifting. You might be able to do
that. Excuse me, sir. How are you doing today? My foot is stuck in here. It's been stuck in here for hours now. I don't know. Is there anything you might be able to do to help me out?
Yeah, take a look at it real
quick.
Yeah. Oh,
my goodness. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
And I've been a doctor for 20 years. I've never seen anything like it.
That is not what I wanted to hear. I mean, hey, I'll take it. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, hey, how you doing, man? I don't know. My foot's been stuck in this. I don't know how to get it out. I've tried everything. They tried prayer. This big, strong dude tried ripping it off. He wasn't strong enough. I don't know what to do. Is there anything you could do to help me out? Okay, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
No, buddy, looks like you're in here.
You don't got anything else you can try?
I'm gonna go and see if I can.
All right. Okay.
maybe that's your door.
Hopefully, man. Hopefully, my leg is getting sore.
Hold on, let me. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, man, I hope this.
You gotta, you know.
Come on. I think I'm in trouble. I don't know. I might just give up. I don't know. Oh, my goodness.
You're going to just have to figure that one out yourself.
Well, thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Oh, man, my foot's been stuck in here for hours. I don't know. I've been trying to get it out. I just can't. Is there anything you can do to help me?
Well, first of all, I'm your elder brother, Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you that you've been deceived by Satan, who comes not but to kill, steal, and to destroy. But see, I have come that you may have life and have life abundantly. When the Son sets free, it's free in
you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Good morning, church. My name is John. With Teen Challenge for about a year now. We have the, some items in the back. It helps us with the, you know, going out the other churches, minister, you know, with the gas money and everything. So we have these crosses. We make it at the center ourselves. You know, we stain them, paint them. That's one of the items. We do have T-shirts. We have about like six different kind, I believe. We do have a coffee that, you know, we grind them ourselves as well. So you say, John, you have cross, T-shirt, and coffee. What do I drink it with? Well, you're in luck because we have a mug too. You know, we have a shortened condensed version of the cross and a switchblade. So we do have a pen. If you guys want to buy anything, you want to write a check, we provide the pen. But if you're paying cash, it's $1. And then to top it all with, we have this bag. You know, it's reusable. That's all. Thank you.
Amen. How many have enjoyed the service? Let's pray. Father, thank you for Bethel Assembly. Thank you for Pastor Danny Levesque and his family. Thank you for the worship, the leaders, the board. Thank you for those that are here today. In you, we live, breathe, and we exist. But without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. So, Lord, we declare that you are still in the business of recycling. You are still in the business of saving and delivering and touching. You are still in the business of making new. And we thank you, God. We thank you that you're in the business of washing and renewing and refreshing. I pray for every life and every heart, every person at the sound of my voice, that we would leave different than we've come in. God, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for this church. Thank you for what you're doing. And God, we give you all the praise. And everybody said amen. Amen. So if you have your Bible, Psalms 147 and verse 1. Psalms 147 and verse 1. I just want to share a few moments with you. And then I'm going to have some of the students in the program that enjoy praying are going to stand up here with me. And we're going to open the altars up. We're going to call the worship team to come back. And we're going to believe God for a breakthrough. Well, we're going to believe God to do some things that you had no idea was going to happen today. So, look, it's all about being open. It's all about being teachable. That's always a good word. It's also about being hungry. I picked up on the fact that you guys believe in eating. Come on now. I believe in the full gospel. That's a joke. But I want you to know that the spiritual food is really what we want. And we all know that. And what's great is there's no calories. It's fat-free. Amen. But I'm excited about the word. I'm excited to be with you today. And I once again want to thank you. So I want to talk in the next few moments about praise. There's power in praise. Something happens when you forget about yourself and you look to him and you sing, you move, you come out of your comfort zone. I'm not saying you got to dance and all this, but I will say it certainly won't hurt you. But what I'm trying to get at is kind of like putting up, your hands, kind of like the old days with the rabbit ears on the television. Some of you don't remember the rabbit ears on the TV with the foil, just kind of getting it in the right place. Really, that's what worship is. It's about getting your mind and heart and yourself in a position, lifting up your hands, if you will, coming forward, if you will, dancing, if you will, just being receptive. So I want to talk just a few moments about praise, because it's a wonderful thing. So Psalms 147 and verse 1. Some of you this morning when you saw me, you said, I remember you. I get that all the time. I remember you. I'm not sure what that means. They just say they remember me. I think it's kind of bad, but I don't know. So I appreciate you coming. Those that knew I was going to be here, you still came anyway. Thank you. But I'm extremely hyper. Somebody say amen. I was on Ritalin up until the age of 17. How many think I should still be on Ritalin? Psalms 147, verse 1. It says, how good it is to sing praise to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. Look at that scripture, ladies and gentlemen. Look at it with me. How good it is to sing praise to our God. We're not praising our job. We're not praising our church. We're not praising ourselves. We're not praising our problems. We're not praising our drama. We're not praising our education or praising our success. We're not praising the weather, because those things come and go and they change. We are praising how good it is to sing praise to our God. How pleasant and fitting. I love that word, fitting. We were made to praise God. We were designed to praise God. Look at me. The Bible says if you don't praise them, the very rocks will praise them. And I thought about this. Rocks were never made to praise God. We were made to praise God. So I get it. I get it that if you don't praise them, the rocks will. I get that. But the rocks weren't designed and made and given breath to praise God. Look at me. We were made, created, designed to give him praise. So how fitting. How many know the church is all about practicing for heaven? You better get used to singing, man. You better get used to clapping and having your hands up and just getting into it. There's no spectators. Church is about practicing for heaven, man. But listen to me. Another idea, another thought behind praise is thanks. That's what the word praise is. It's also, so when you're praising God, you're thanking him. Thanking him for just another day, man. Thanking him for his faithfulness. Thanking him that you're just here. Thanking him for all that he's provided, all that he's done, and all he's ever going to do. Thank God for God. And my prayer, my goal, my reason for preaching today is that you'll get it, man. How many of preachers preach for those who get it? Some of you are just thinking about lunch. Some of you are going to get it. I'm preaching for those who are going to get it this morning. Now I'm going to teach you a song real quick. We'll do it a cappella, okay? We don't need the instruments, though. The worship team did a phenomenal job. I'm a drummer. Way to go, drummer. Where's the drummer? Right here. Thank you, brother. But this is a very simple song. We're talking about praise or thanksgiving, if you will. Psalms 147, how good it is to sing praise to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. So real quick, I'm going to teach you a song. It's a really cool song. It's really simple. We'll go through it a few times, and we'll be good to go. How you doing, brother? God bless you, man. How you doing? Okay, these are the, I'm never going to sit in the front again. That's what happens, I know. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. I won't worry when things go wrong. Jesus fills my life with a song. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. All right, you know what? Being the crazy guy that I am, we're going to take the sin bucket and we're going to turn it into a little bongo in Jesus' name, because it's amazing what praising can do. Now, first of all, I'm a drummer. We got to get the clap right. Some of you got it all jacked up. Are you ready? Are you ready? Foot clap, foot clap, foot clap, foot clap. It's amazing what praising can do. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. Come on. I won't worry when things go wrong. Jesus fills my life with a song. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. Come on, sing. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's amazing what praising can do. Come on. Hallelujah. I won't worry when things go wrong. Sing it again. I won't worry when things go wrong. I won't worry when things go wrong. Come on. I won't worry when things go wrong. I won't worry when things go wrong. Jesus fills my life with a song. It's amazing what praising can do. Hallelujah. I lost my sweat rag. And I wanted to sing that part. I won't worry when things go wrong. You know why? Because things will go wrong. Some of you in this room are facing pain, car problems, marital issues, relationships, kids in jail. I talked to some people this morning that are going through some things in their own personal life with church leadership and just changing of leadership in churches. I've been there as well. So everybody's going through something. So you got to get it in your spirit. I won't worry when things go wrong. And by the way, I mean, we're all great counselors. We're all great preachers. This isn't hard to do. We can all tell everybody else how to live. Oh, come on, man. Get over it. God's with you. Whatever, whatever. Okay, well, swallow that pill yourself. It's a different deal when you're going through it. I won't worry when things go wrong because Jesus fills my life with the song. It's amazing with praising. So watch this. How many know that praise declares who's in control? Praise declares who's in control. That's what it does. Praise exercises our faith. You saw Andre with the big biceps wanting to get the protein. Look at me. There's an old saying in bodybuilding and weight training. No pain, no gain. You remain the same. People don't realize that part. So guess what? When you praise God, you're exercising your faith. Praise also strengthens us. Praise gives us hope. Praise helps us to see things through spiritual eyes. That's why you have praise and worship before the word comes. It gets you ready, man. I love praise and worship. And by the way, it has nothing to do with the song. It has nothing to do, or should have nothing to do, with the musicians. It's all an attitude. It is amazing, brothers, what praising can do, man. Are you with me this morning? Praise teaches us to overcome things through a thankful heart. That's what praise does. Praise gives us assurance, listen, that God will have his way. Thank God for praise. Thank God that we have the ability to praise him. And by the way, watch this. Praise doesn't always change your circumstances. You know what praise does? Praise changes you. God's more concerned about you than what you're going through. God will use what you're going through to get to you, because that's how much he loves you. I learned a long time ago, God loves me too much to let me stay the same. So praise doesn't always change stuff, But praise changes you, your perspective, your attitude, your heart, your mindset. Things change. Your goals, your agenda, man. It changes when you praise him. The antennas, are you with me? Praise helps us to realize and to recognize, listen, that behind every struggle, every battle, every difficulty, every disappointment, every problem, there's a spiritual reality. That's what praise does. Hallelujah. What's the Bible say? A cheerful heart is good medicine. And it's true. It's very, very true. We don't praise our problems. We're not praising how we feel. We're not praising our bank account. We're praising God, who never changes, is worthy of our praise, and is always good. And he gave his life for us on the cross. That's what we're doing. That's what we're praising. He's the superstar. You know what the Christian life is? It's all about bragging on God. When you praise him, you're lifting him up. You're exalting him. You're telling people it's about him. You're bragging on the Lord. Come on. Thank God for praise. I love that song. I'll praise you not after the storm, not before the storm. Come on, casting crowns. I'm going to praise you in the storm. I'm going to praise you in the storm. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. I don't really care right now, but I'm going to keep clapping. I'm going to keep singing. I'm going to keep reading. I'm going to keep believing. I'm going to keep coming to church. I'm going to praise him. Lift up his name. If I don't have much of anything left, I'm going to take a bucket that says sin and the ways of the world, flip it up and just start singing. That's what praise is, man. Let's go. Hallelujah. I read this the other day. Listen, the secret is not surviving the storm, but learning how to dance in the rain. It's not about just surviving the storm. Listen, it's about learning how to dance in the rain. Some of you are going through some things. We're going to pray for you in just a few moments, I promise. And if you're honest with us, you can experience a breakthrough today. You understand what I'm saying? I've been doing this a long time. There's a lot of anxiety, fear. Listen, I'm not joking. Anxiety, in Jesus' name, be gone. Fear, I've had it. Depression, not today. Worry, stress, anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, a judgmental spirit, walking in the flesh, addictions, we're done with you. Pride, spiritual pride. By the way, I've been doing this a long time. I've learned the worst pride is church pride, religious pride. I don't want religious pride. I don't have time for that. And when you look at Jesus, he didn't have problems with the demoniac, the woman at the well, the woman with the issue. He didn't have a problem with the prostitute. He had a problem with church people. He had a problem with religious folks standing on the corner, acting like they're all bad. So we're not about that, are we, in the name of Jesus? Now watch this. Anybody can praise God when things are going well. That's not what we're talking about. Anybody can sing, clap, go to Applebee's and have a good day when things are going well. And that's awesome. Thumbs up. But have you know that things are not always going to go well? Anybody here beside me have tough days? My hands are going up, both of my hands. I got three kids, a dog and a wife. Not in that order. Wife, kids, dog. We have a wonderful family, and some of you know my kids and wife, and I've been blessed. But we're not without drama. We're not without issues. We're not without pain. We're not without disappointment. We're not without having to trust God and navigate through stuff. Kids don't come with a manual. So as we close out, we're going to stand in just a moment. But listen, Acts chapter 16, verse 25, the story of Paul and Silas in jail is a wonderful reality. It says about midnight. How many know God will move at midnight? I love those midnight moments. I actually like the nighttime because it's quiet. The wife and kids and the dog are pretty much in bed. But about midnight, hallelujah, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. And suddenly, they didn't have a worship band. They didn't have PowerPoint. They had nothing except their heart for the Lord and some songs in their heart. And they began to sing. You understand where we're at here this morning? About midnight, they started to pray and sing, and suddenly. How many know God will move at midnight, but how many know God will suddenly come on the scene? When you want him to come and you do the right things, he'll step in. He inhabits the praises of his people. Where two or more gather together in my name, I'm in your midst. You understand that? So Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns, and suddenly there was a violent earthquake, and the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everybody's chains came loose. As we close out, I'm going to give you 3 points, if you will. Number one, it says, foundations were shaken. When you begin to praise God, foundations will shake in your life. He'll mix up your family. He'll bless your kids. He'll stir things up. He'll bring things to the surface that are good, things you got to discuss, things you have to navigate through, things you have to love on each other about. He'll shake up your world. When you begin to praise him, he'll shake your world up. At Teen Challenge, he'll shake my world up. If you're willing to do it, he'll shake you up. He'll speak to you. He'll challenge you. He'll convict you. The light will come on and say, "Dag, I thought I was all that. Sorry, God." He'll start to shake things up. The foundations were shaken. Secondly, it says doors were open, man. God will open doors for you when you praise him. He'll open doors of joy, direction. You've got some confusion. You've got some chaos. Mind you, God is not a God of confusion and a God of chaos. He's a God of love, a God of peace, a God of order. He's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind, which is discipline. So what am I saying? When you praise God, foundations shake. Secondly, doors will open. Doors of blessing. Doors of provision. Doors of direction. Doors of answers to prayer that you've got. Doors of relationships. Doors of opportunity to share your faith and make a difference in someone else's life. And then thirdly, it says chains came off. Oh, come on. You start to praise God. Fear goes, anger goes, unforgiveness goes, jealousy goes, bitterness goes. It's chains are just coming off. And notice it, the effect that not only Paul and Silas, but the jailers and everybody else around. Your praise not only affects you, but everybody around you. When you praise God, bondages are broken. When you praise God, fear is cast out. When you praise God, worry and anxiety leave. When you praise God, attitudes change. When you praise God, hearts begin to soften. God will help you with your family. God will help you in your marriage. God will touch you at your job. God will help you with discouragement. God will help you with stress. My brother's a doctor. He will tell you stress is killing people. People are dying over stress. All kinds of crazy stuff in the body. I say, go away, stress. We're done with you. It's over. Not today, in Jesus' name, man. We've got to do that. Anybody like to sail? Sailing? Anybody? No. When you go sailing, I don't know this to be true, but it makes sense, and I read it. I'm going to give it to you. When you go sailing, and I think it is accurate because as I describe it, it's got to be the case, but when you go sailing, you know, you get the sailboat, and you bring it to the water, or it's already at the water, whatever. And so when you go sailing, I'm assuming you don't put the sails up at the dock. You don't just start unraveling ropes and things just come up and around because you're not out there yet. So my understanding is that when you go sailing, you have a putt-putt motor. You have some kind of small apparatus with something like this that does this. Am I right? I don't get out much. What is this, an engine, a propeller? Help me out. Come on, don't laugh at me. So when you're sailing, you don't sail from the dock. You've got to have a motor, a putt-putt motor, if you will, something that gets you out. Once you're out, then you set up camp, and you're ready to go, and life is good. Praise is that putt-putt motor. Praise is just, what, just to get out there. Would you stand? Would you stand? In Jesus' name. Some of the students that want to pray with me, would you come up and join us? Some of the students right now, just come up and face the crowd with me. Thank you, God. Just come and stand. So in a moment, or in a few minutes, I should say, we're doing pretty good, I think, with time. And the pastor said 11:30, so we got about 5 minutes. He didn't tell me I had to be done, but he said that's about what you're used to, and that's fine. But what I want to do right now before we go any further is give you an opportunity. Thank you, worship team. for coming. But I want to give you an opportunity, real simple, because the pastor is going to come and close us out with a word and a benediction. But I wonder this morning if you're here and you say, you know what? I got to start praising God more. I'm consumed with all the wrong stuff. Look, I used to watch the news. I used to watch all the news, Fox News, CNN. I'll never forget 9/11. I was watching the news when the second plane hit, Katie Couric and Matt Lauer. I was watching news for years. I don't watch it anymore, and I don't miss it. I don't watch it at all. I have no idea what's going on. And I don't really care because I'm reading my Bible. And how many of you can take your Bible and you can take the news and it's all there? So it's not good. Our world's not good. So I want to encourage you, stop watching the news so much. Stop listening to what everybody else says so much. Stop thinking about what everybody else is doing and focus in on His presence, giving Him praise. Because guess what? He's still the answer for the world today, and He's still in control. So don't worry about it. He tells us not to worry, to walk by faith. This too will pass. So I'm wondering if you'd be willing this morning to come up and pray for your marriage, pray for your family, pray against anxiety, fear, stress, worry, discouragement. I wonder if you're willing to come and say, you know what? I've got a son or a daughter that's in jail. They're running from God. They're addicted to stuff. Their marriage is a mess. They're running from the Lord's call on their life. You've got family members. You know people that fit that bill. I'm going to ask you in a moment to step out. I'm going to ask you this morning if you want to give up some stuff. If you want to get rid of the chains. There are chains. It's your call. You have a free will. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to exalt Him. I'm going to sing to Him. Though I may not be able to sing and I can't do much, I'm going to choose joy, choose praise, put myself in a place where I get all that I need from Him. I can't get it from the world. Teen Challenge is not getting it from some program. Teen Challenge is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. That's why it works.
Hallelujah.
Father, in Jesus' name, touch every life, touch every heart, touch every family. We give You glory that chains are broken. We give You glory that You move in. We give You glory that nothing is too hard for You, God. So we bless You, we exalt You, we praise You, we magnify You, we give You glory today. Come on, step out in the name of Jesus. If you're here without the Lord and you don't know Jesus, I want to encourage you to open yourself up and say, God, are You real? Come into my life. God, You love me. I believe that now. If you don't know Him, you accept Him today. You come and talk with us today. We'll pray with you today to know Him as your Savior. Come on, in Jesus' name. Come on and step out and join us. We're going to pray for you this morning. Hallelujah. Pastor Danny is going to come in a moment. Come on, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I come. I confess. Bowing here, I find. Without You, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay, and when I cannot stand,
you glad you came today?
Hallelujah.
Awesome stories. Great word. Richard, thank you so much. If you would just for a moment be seated, because we want to bless them with an additional donation this morning. As you heard, the Lord does great things through this ministry, and as Richard said, Teen Challenge is nothing without Christ, but Christ seems to be working through that ministry.
Amen.
And we want to bless them. So ushers, if you come to prepare to receive, if you would just prayerfully consider giving an additional gift to the Ministry of Teen Challenge this morning. And if you're online with us, you can go to the website. There should be a link there. You can click the give and just choose other and put Teen Challenge in there. You can do that here as well. You can choose to give online to them also. And if in the back, if we could just hang tight for just a second. They're excited about your table, Richard. but I had the privilege to, since Richard was preaching, I'm usually up here. I got to sit next to my wife during service. That's why I disappeared back there. I don't usually get to sit next to her. And how many know that ladies are a wonderful thing, right? Okay. And next Sunday is Mother's Day. And we're going to consider exactly why you ladies are so special. And we're going to see how that is linked to the transformed life that Jesus brings us. Because we live in a day where it's not so certain those lines between what a man is and what a woman is. And we want to learn that it's special that God made you to be a woman. And there's reasons why that is special. And so I hope that you'll join us as we honor our ladies next week. But again, thank you for being here. If you're new or if you'd like to get involved in ministry, just make sure to see the back table. But let's pray, then allow the ushers to come through to collect the offering, and then you're dismissed once they pass you. So Lord, thank you so much for the work that you did among us today. Thank you for freedom from sin and bondage and liberty that you bring. Thank you for the life that you breathe into us and for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless this program, that you would bless Richard and the men that work with him, and that you would just continue throughout the world, Lord, to be at work through this program, setting people free, and not only helping them to recover from their past issues, but to become better than what they were before, yes, to become everything you've created them to be, and help all of us to become that. We ask in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. God bless you.